Halal on Pesach night, a woman's obligation.
Tonight's shiur is sponsored by an anonymous sponsor because I had a little trouble. We actually grew up together, Tova Wiener and I, and I called him Arya Wiener, and I apologize for that.
There is an Arya Wiener, by the way.
I know there is. But he is the official sponsor. You don't have to pay. Is there any reason for the sponsorship?
Yeah,
Lezefa Nishmas.
Zev Svi ben Yaakov Aryeh.
Tova Sarah Rachel Bas Rav Moshe.
And Yitzchak ben Yaakov Simcha.
You've reached your limit. The neshama should have an aliyah, as we've pointed out many times. But specifically during this time, this is a special mesugal time. The Gemara tells us, as we know, that the reason why when we have an Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, which we obviously don't have this year, but of course we know the central reason why Adar Sheni is always going to be the holiday of Purim is that the Purim and Pesach have to be within each other, 30 days within each other. There is a mesugal time between the holiday of Purim and the holiday of Pesach, the time that we are in right now. Specifically, of course, the link between the Geula that we'll be experiencing in less than 30 days from now, and of course the Kabbalah's Torah that we spoke about last week. So therefore, it's a tremendous chus for neshama during this time to have Torah dedicated to Zecher Nishmas, and hopefully the level of our Torah will be on that level as well. Tonight, we will start our preparation for Pesach. This is the first year that we will have the chus of giving a series of four shurim on Pesach. Unfortunately, with the great wisdom of the Adult Education Committee, I was asked to give the topics about 6 months ago. And unfortunately, I cannot find the email. I got a new laptop, so I don't know what I'm speaking about in the next few weeks. I do know that next week we will have a little bit off the topic to discuss something that was raised by a number of people when we discussed Purim, the Inyan, which applies to Hallel as well. Next week we'll be discussing the Inyan of Barov Am Hadras Melech. A very interesting halacha, and we'll see how it applies, when it applies, some interesting nafka minas l'halacha. There are many different times where this applies, and of course it's definitely a nafka minas l'halacha to definitely understand exactly what it's talking about and to what lengths a person should go. And then I believe that we'll have intertwined this shiur of Halal and Pesach night with a Jerush shiur about the idea, which we'll be discussing a little bit, about the idea of Halal. I had a very big scare this evening about 2 hours ago, which I want to share with you, which Baruch Hashem gave me the source of a story. That happens every week. I'm not sure why. Maybe I should have got a real copy, but it was a scare, and it has a lot to do with tonight's topic. I have the great zechus. The Rabbanu Shalom should continue to give me the zechus. I have the zechus of being able to put my kids to sleep on a nightly basis. And I usually tell stories. So in the middle of the story tonight, my daughter, all but 4 years old, said, "Abba, I have a question for you." I said, "Sure, what questions do you have?" And she said the question which I thought I would only get in about at least another 10 years from now, which was, "Abba, why do only mommies have babies?" I said, "Oh." So I quickly thought on my feet, and I said, "That's the way Hashem wanted it to be." And then I explained to her that mommies are special and that they are different than boys. And she says, "I don't understand." She says, "Is that why?" It was great lumdus. "Is that why mommies have babies and boys have to do all the mitzvahs, the tzitzis and so on and so forth?" I says, "Oh, wow, that's unbelievable. Yes, exactly. That is, of course, the inyan. Is that this is our conventional thinking of understanding this idea." When we spoke, we once gave a shiur probably about 4 or 5 years ago on the Bracha of Shlos and Isha, and we shared the unbelievable b'shadar of Aaron Soloveitchik of understanding that this is something that has been misunderstood. The Rav has a similar idea as well. This is a bracha that's misunderstood. People wanted to take it out of davening, Shlos and Isha, but it's the opposite. That we have the zchus in one way of doing mitzvahs where women don't have to. They're b'nei rachmanim, they don't have to do that. They don't have to do it. And we have all these mitzvahs, and therefore there's a whole facet of generally, they don't have to do any mitzvahs. Mitzvahs of Seishas Man Grama, forget about it. They don't have to do it. And then, nah, it can't be. And then... And then, wow. Rovim Hadras Melech. And then they have this. So this is an idea which we're going to focus on tonight. We discussed, if you remember, I hope you at least remember, I hope some of you, first of all, two Yeshkoyach. The first Yeshkoyach is I thank you all for coming for two reasons. One, I thank you for coming because when you see the topic of the shiur, you might have said, why should I come to the shiur? It has nothing to do with me. It will have something to do with you. Even if you could give it over to your wives, that's for sure. That's something to do with you. And two, you might have said, why should I go to the shiur? He gave a shiur last year on Hallel on Pesach night. All of these are correct. However, it will be new chedushim tonight, which we did not share last year. In last year's shiur, to summarize, those who for some odd reason forgot 365 days ago, we discussed the famous machloikis b'chol kehilos Yisrael, and of course, a unique machloikis that I share year in and year out because of the fact that my parents and in-laws decide to go to a different hotel every year, so we have the controversy every single year is the same. Should you say Hallel on Pesach night? So if you're in a normal shul, if there are. So this it's also machlokes, right? People get up, they walk out, they scream, they do a whole song and dance. But in a hotel, as you can imagine, there's no establishment, especially the first year. What's the halacha? So there's a distinct halacha which is pretty clear. If you quickly look at source number two, this is the source of the halacha. I'll give you the source. This is the halacha. The halacha is V'leil Rishon Shel Pesach Zakta Shulchan Aruch Simon Tuf Pei Zayin says, V'leil Rishon Shel Pesach Goyimim Et HaHalel B'tzibor B'ni'ima, the bracha tchilo v'sof. Right? You do this the first 2 days. We're talking now not about the halal. There are two distinct halals we're talking about. There's the halal of the Seder, which the Gemara tells us and the Rishonim tell us, does not get a bracha. One of the chief reasons, of course, is because of the fact that there's an interruption in the middle. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that you say a bracha halal, very unique halal that we don't ever do any other time. Except Rav Gorin thought that Yom HaTzmut night, maybe you do. And that is, say Hallel with a bracha on the night of Pesach. Zok the Ramah, B'nei Ashkenaz, says, V'chein ze ein anu nogim kein, ki ein anu omrim b'laylu v'veta k'nesas Hallel klal. Zok the Ramah, B'nei Ashkenaz, we do not say Hallel. This is not our minhag to say Hallel with a bracha. Where does the source come from? So I didn't have the room to give the whole line of Megillah, and of course I didn't have to because he did it last year. It was the Tosefta. The Tosefta tells us Shmona Asur Yom. This is a Tosefta in Sukkah, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. Says Shmona Asur V'Layla Echad. So there are 18 days that we recite Hallel. And they give exactly the days. Shmona Yimei Chag, Shmona Yimei Chanukah, so on and so on. The Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, the Laila, and the Laila Pesach. Mefurish, what is he talking about over here? So, someone argued that the Tosef is talking about the Hallel of the Seder night. Difficult, because here he's obviously talking that all the other ones are talking about the Hallel of the Baraka. Okay? And then there's a Masecha Sofrim, which is argued whether this is the version, but also says very clearly about saying Hallel on Pesach night. And this is a Lashon that the Shulchan Aruch uses, La'amrim b'ni'ima, L'kayim sh'amrim romamu shmo yachtav. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim, on Kuf Yud Ches, the whole idea behind Hallel and why Hallel was chosen of the beautiful Psalms of David HaMelech, and specifically because it has these different aspects in it of Matan Torah and Yisias Mitzrayim and so on and so forth. This is something that we'll discuss again in 2 weeks from now when we discuss the unique aspects, the differences between the Hallel of Pesach night and general Hallel. But we seem to be, this should be Halacha L'maisa, that we should say Hallel. So why does the Ramah not say it? So number one, it's not just the Ramah, it's the Mishnah Berurah and many others who didn't hold this way, didn't think that you should say Hallel. Just to support this minhag, this is the minhag of B'nai Ashkenaz. And when I say B'nai Ashkenaz, we have a bit of a problem because we quoted that the Arizal says that a person should say Hallel, therefore all the Hasidim do it, and the Gra. So we quoted last year, the Gra actually says in his Teirush of the Gra on the Bira Gra, on Tal Pei Zayin, so he quotes this Masechta Sofrim. He doesn't say it straight out, but I was privy to see I'll be honest with you, a gra that I never seen before, and it's so mamish black and white, I don't know why I missed it. And that is the gra that's talking about saying hallel, I'm sorry, lighting candles in shul on Hanukkah. This is a famous machloikis, why do we allow to light candles? So there's an inyan of pesumei nisa, different than the regular pesumei nisa. We know, we should realize that when we light candles in shul, on Hanukkah, nobody's yotze that. There's no. It's not like saying Kiddush. You should be yotze the base kanishta. No, it's not the same. So he says, Zok the Gra writes that this is his lawsuit. It's because of Meshumah Nisa. Raya, what's the raya that you're allowed to light in Shul? Mihala Balele Pesach Shidasakin Alakos. Right. The Omer Moso base kanishta Meshumah Nisa. Zok the Gra. Black and white, that it's because of Pesumei Nisa that we say it over, not just in Shul, not just in Haggadah, but we say it in Shul because of this inyan of Pesumei Nisa. If that's the reason, then we could start our discussion about when it comes to women. Again, this is a long machloikis, a long-standing machloikis between many. We don't have the time tonight, but you could consult, it should be online, this year of understanding this machloikis. Zok the Tosfos, source number one. The Tosfos tells us in the Masechta Sukkah. So, it says Mashmakein, the Isha Petura Mihalel de Sukkah v'chein Atzeres v'tein Mishum de Mitzvah Hazeishas Man Grum. A very important idea that when it comes to Sukkos, so the Rambam writes this very stark lashon, a beautiful lashon that he calls it Simcha Yisera. I believe it's the only time that the Rambam writes the word Simcha Yisera is when it's talking about Hallel. And therefore, the Rambam writes this idea of Simcha Yisera. What is the ultimate form of Simcha? So we all think, as we speak about all the time, what's the ultimate form of Simcha? Ain't Simcha Ela B'Vasar V'Yayin. Many of us a few days ago were Mahadrim and Mahadrim in holding that Simcha Yisera has to be what? B'Vasar V'Yayin at the Suda. And I'm sure we all had our shir. But, Zok the Rambam, Simcha Yisera is saying Hallel on the Yontif. If that's the ultimate form of Simcha, shouldn't a woman be Chayiv? Zok the Tosfos now. Why? Because it's a mitzvah l'aseishas man grama. Because it's time bound. You can only say Hallel during the day, and therefore a woman is not obligated to say Hallel. Ava gavsh is Hallel delele pesachim mashmer perik avid pesachim. What does it say over there? Because when it comes to Hallel, this is clearly talking about the Hallel of the Haggadah. The Mechayev Dalakotos. We know the famous Gemara tells us that the idea of Pesumei Nisa Afein Hayu Ba'osar Neis applies to, we discussed this a few weeks ago, this applies to what? Mikra Megillah, Chanukah, and Dalakotos. Lotzino Dalakotos Elikadei Lo Ma'alem Hallel. Right? We said that the only way that a person is going to go ahead and say, what's the whole idea of Dalakotos? The Vavas Achas of Dalakotos, that's not the way to say it. It's to say Derech Haggadah and Derech Hallel. The integral part of our Pesach Seder, by the way, is saying Hallel. And in fact, as we'll see in 2 weeks, it's a totally different Hallel. It's a Derech Shira. And therefore, as opposed to other days, there are certain ways a person should go ahead. The whole idea of different ways that we sing it, so there might be a halacha, the way that it should be done. There should be a Baal HaSeder who says, Malacha Hayom, Malacha. That is part of the Seder. That's the way that this is a different type of Hallel. And it's interesting that maybe we could say also that people get upset that they're saying a person saying a Hallel on a regular Yontif, so that he's repeating words. So it might be totally different in the Seder, and you might be allowed to do that. But this is a different type of Hallel. This is a Hallel, as the Tosfos says, a Hallel HaNes. So we have to understand it's something very postured, I think. What is the reason why we say Hallel on Shul? There are two possible reasons why we say Hallel and Shul on Pesach night. Two possible reasons. One is that this is an extension of Hallel al Hanes. This is an extension of Pesumei Nisa. The Bir HaGros says this Mefurish. The reason why we say Hallel and Shul is an extension of being Mefarsim the Nes. We understand, obviously, that a person can be Mefarsim the Nes quite well through the Haggadah, and the way of doing that, the Haggadah Levincha, so on and so forth, but what better way than having this idea, Barov and Hajj Melch, you go to Shul, you say Hallel, everybody together has their own form. The Tzibor now forms this idea of Pesumei Nisa, different. And therefore, as we said before, this is what next week's year is going to be, that would be the idea of Barov and Hajj Melch. That's unique to Megillah as well. When we said, Megillah, you have this, all of a sudden you have this Halacha, where we'd say, no, Yechidus isn't good. to the point where your yotze, of course, if you do a biyachidus, you don't say the last bracha, but the tikkun is to say it on al pesumer nisa berovam hadras melech, and therefore that's one possible reason. The second reason is an interesting reason, is similar to kiddush on Friday night, and that is lahotzi those not necessarily that are just in the Beit Kanishta, but those who are not going to say hallel. Right, we have this general worry that we've had, that we have throughout our beautiful Torah, and that is what the Chachamim were masakin many times. We're nervous about people. The ultimate form of kiruv, right? We think kiruv is a new concept. It's not a new concept. The haraya, right? We have this amazing concept that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you can't blow shofar. Sotu by Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you can't shake the loaf. Why? Because we're afraid that people are going to obviously walk with that woman with no Erev, mostly with Dalet Amos Rishos Arabim. What if we had an amazing idea, maybe not amazing according to some, but there was an Erev in every single place that you can imagine, right? They were able to do a study and they figured out, right, even the Chabad, they did a study, every place they have an Erev. So why wouldn't you be able to carry then? What would be the problem? The problem would be is that, no, we're worried about every single Jew. Right? There's some guy in Wichita, Kansas that happens not to be an Erev, right? Right? Or better said, we're worried about every brisket, right? Briskets will never hold from an Erev, therefore we have to have... No, that's the idea. We care about everybody. So too, we make Kiddush on Friday night. Many are so upset. How do we make Kiddush Friday night? How can it be? How can we go backwards and forwards? That's just the way it is. So too, Rabbi Isai, the takana, which is a real takana, of what? What takes is a good 5-10 minutes longer, depending on where you're down. Chazos Hashatz, right? Why would we should abolish? Well, no, we don't. We would, because we're worried about those that can't daven appropriately. What? Like what? No, right. That's more of a minhag. The difference between a minhag and a takana. We discussed by Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh is a very, very interesting idea. This is where the opposite, this is what I find so interesting. We're going to discuss two opposing views. We're going to have the view of, let's call, I don't want to even call it the Ashkenazic views, I'm not sure this is the, but the view of, this, again, Halacha L'maisa tonight is what we want to know. We want to go home and be able to tell our wives, with some of they're not going to be going to shul, should they say Hallel on Pesach night before the Seder with the Bracha? Furthermore, if you could be a real Pesach, if somebody can't go to shul, for some reason, a man can't go to shul, should they say Hallel with a bracha at home before the Seder? Last, you have a child. He doesn't want to go to shul, but he davens. Do you tell him to say Hallel with a bracha? Why not? So we're going to see. What? No. Oh, okay. Wait. I'm sorry.
Both reasons that you mentioned.
I'm going to answer you in a second.
Both reasons that you mentioned, no.
Correct. So far, you're correct. Your answer, you're assuming that we never say Hallel. If you never say Hallel, obviously you're not going to say it at home. But assuming, again, just so I've never been here for Pesach, the shul says Hallel or no?
People leave.
No, but what's the shul minhag?
No, the shul minhag is after Hallel, they wait and they say we'll be saying Hallel in 5 minutes.
So they don't, the shul minhag is not to say Hallel though.
Right.
Meaning they don't say it after, before Kaddish Eskavel.
No. Right. It's said after Hallel.
Okay, fine. So we said, okay, so that's the Ramah, that's the Mishnah Berurah.
That what?
Minhag Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Isai, is very clear. Minhag Eretz Yisrael, as we know, Minhag Eretz Yisrael was established by three distinct Minhagim. The Minhagim of Eidos HaMizrach, which holds 100%, you say Hallel, on Pesach night. The Chassidim, this is the first time, this is the first, and the Groh. All three of them happen to agree on this. Unbelievable. Wowee. Truth is, not everybody agrees. A lot of people say that this was the misprint. Moedim Azmanim, who in his Sefer writes that he's a Nidvenechid of the Gra, is not so sure about this. I'm not sure why. And others have questioned this. Clearly, the Ramah is the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah is the Mishnah Berurah, the Nozi Huda, the Mephorah says, there's a lot to hold that you shouldn't say it. And then you have the others. Rav Moshe has an unbelievable tshuva on this, which we quoted last year. Rav Moshe's tshuva is startling. Rav Moshe says, this is a very important idea, it's a general idea that we should keep in mind, that you are not allowed to leave a shul that says Hallel with a bracha. And not only should you not do, you should say Hallel with them with a bracha. That's what Rav Moshe writes. Right? That he, forget about the obvious, Lotus Kozadu, So this is Rav Shlomo is very bothered by this. This is where he writes this whole idea. You have to stay in shul and say hallel with them. It's not. Don't worry about it. Oh, it's a bracha. No, say hallel with them. Don't walk out.
I think that's why a lot of shuls wait till after Aleinu, because they don't want
The truth is, I think that the real reason is that most of the shuls that we daven in are Ashkenaz shuls, and they should be following the halakha. For example, the Shorshei Minhag Ashkenaz, which is the sefer for, I shouldn't say the sefer, it's a relatively new sefer, but he generally goes with the Yeki Minhagim. So he quotes here, he has like seven reasons why this is not the appropriate thing to do. And he's got beautiful backing for that. Obviously, the number one reason is it's not written anywhere in the shas. Where is it written in the shas? You have a Masechta Sofrim. So, okay.
Younger
women,
they always
say,
right?
Yeah, so interesting. So, the youngest women say? Because the youngest women was originally established. Don't tell anybody. It was Nusach Svar. It was established in Nusach Svar. Yeah, that's why my father always tells me. I hope I don't get in trouble because I said something last week. My father said I never said that. So, No. I'll tell you. No. I told the story last week. Thank you. I told the story last week about when my father was in YU. So a guy walked in on Shabbos morning and put tefillin on.
Right.
That was last week. So he said that's a true story, but it happened. He notes that most of the stories they tell are not true, but he said this was actually a true story. It happened to my grandfather. My grandfather was the first graduating class of YU, 1942, something like that. So that even makes more sense. You can imagine a guy lived in the middle of the boondocks nowhere, and this is what he did. He came in and broke his film. This is true. My father always says this. I hope this is true, because I remember this, so he'll correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure. In about 5 hours from now, when he listens to it. The Yom Tov Woodmere never said Tachanun by Mincha. Until another rub took over, and he said, "What's going on here? This everybody says tachanun because it established." Listen, even in our beautiful shul here, we obviously have taken a lot of the Nusach Svarad customs. I don't need to go as far as Anan Zmiros when we say Anan Zmiros, and of course the famous when we do Hashanahs, right? So okay, I can't really speak so much because I am a. I'm not just a chassid at heart, I'm a chassid. I don't put tefillin on the chol moed, and I don't send the sukkah. Okay, I have no problem with any of these things. And I love saying halal. It gives me a backing to say halal yom ha'atzmaut. This doesn't bother me. I understand, though, that there is a very strong ring. And if you want to see the sources to this, I ask you to please consult your local third edition of the Aliyah L'Regel. If I have time, this will be my topic, and that's why I'm giving the topic tonight, so I can review it myself. But we are going tonight along the assumption, and I apologize for the assumption if it offends anybody, that we're going according to the assumption, what if you do say Hallel in shul, and now you're sick, what does a person do? We will see two shitas based on that. Yeah.
Back up a second. Sure. The reason before, the reason to say Hallel in shul is in case you can't say it during the Seder. But in the sense of putting the cart before the horse was according to the horses.
Yeah, right. So that's why Right. So it's a very interesting. Right. It's a very interesting idea. So I think it's like anything else. Even according to Tosos. So what if a person had no Dalet Kosos? What should he do? So obviously, he should do the best that he can. Right. Nobody's going to say that. Oh, he has no Nebuch. He had no wine. So he shouldn't say the Haggadah. Okay. So no, he has to say the Haggadah. So the question is why should he not, what's the story with Hallel? So he doesn't even know how to say Hallel. So here is he going to be Yotzi with the cloud. That's an interesting idea. This is what, we'll see where Sternbach says, this is the way he reads the Gra. So it's a weird way to read, the Gra doesn't say this, but this is the way he learns the Gra. So let's move on. The Birka Yosef here, just to answer one of the possibilities, I do understand that the Birka Yosef was the Chida and he was Svardi, but let's look anyway what he says as follows. So he says, saying Hallel on Pesach night is a codified minhag based on this idea of Shira, again, which is different than the regular Hallel, by the way, and it has good sources. The underlying part, he says, Yochol lomar Hallel levarich aleha ibeinu levena asma. What happens if you go into a shul, mishu by the base knesses, sheim noagim shalom lomar, but it's his custom, and this is what the Birka Yosef holds, the person should say it, he should say Hallel, he's allowed to say it in his house. Who says this? So he quotes two important sources. This is based on the most important source, the Rama Mipano. The Rama Mipano says this. This is a very important source because the Ashkenazim are going to have a problem with this because he was, it's interesting because nobody quotes the first source. But the second source, the Rama Mipano, so everybody seems to say, well, why did the Rama Mipano hold this way? He says you should save Yechidus. So what would be the reason to save Yechidus? So apparently there was a separate takana. It's interesting that we don't know the source of this takana. Once you have something that's not in the Gemara, so we're all famished of understanding what's going on here. I made that word up, I know. But, so we don't understand. So he says, and he quotes others, who this is the way that they held, that a person, b'yechidus, should go ahead and say, therefore, clearly, if a person is, again, according to the Rama Mipano and the Birkei Yosef, a person is stuck home, he should say, halal with a bracha.
If that's his normal
minhag. According to the Berachah Yosef, it is his normal minhag. And then he says, if a Beis Kerech is Nogu, but they, Tov V'yosher, Tov Al Rosh HaKal, Linog, Lo Mahalo Barvis, they should change the rules, whatever it is. Okay, fine. Where else does this apply? So this is not just an obligation by Pesach night. There's a number of tshuvas, I only quoted one, that say that this is a really an afkamina by something else. Zuch the Shelos, the tshuvas, Mincha Shlomo, Shlomo Zaman Arbach, says as follows, also the Shevet HaLevi is a tshuva on this and others. The Tosfos tells in the Sukkah that we quoted, Nashim Paturis Mehalal, Shel Chag HaSukkos, that they're Potter from Chag HaSukkos, Yatzeres Meshum De Mitzvah Shazei Shemang Bamar, Barak Halal Bilel Pesach. So this is only by Halal Bilel Pesach. I'm sorry, Barak Halal Bilel Pesach, Nashim Chayobos, Meshum De Alanei, right? Shayo Alpein Ayu Bosnei, because of Ptumar Nisha. Kitchu Achorim Zimkein, Yosef Tam, Hayu Surachim, Lizchayim Kam, Di Amir Atal Zechanakah. The whole reason why we say Halal on Chanukah is an inyan of Pesumei Nisa. Therefore, can you imagine this? This is a real chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. You have to tell your wives, Kol Shemona Shemei Achag, all of Chanukah. What do they have to do? They have to say Halal. Sukkot? I don't care. Chanukah Dafke. This is an amazing idea. That this is an idea of Pesumei Nisa, therefore they have to have it. You're going to daven? You're not going to daven? It's fine. Okay, so let's continue on.
Is there an Indian for the Chanukah of Pesumei Nisa to say with some sort of Jerobam that there is in the door?
So that's the question. Is it really mamish the same? Clearly not, because the halal of Leil Pesach is totally different. The Rav Chaim has a beautiful piece on this. That's the Indian of Shira and Tishbachos, and it's a whole different thing, mamish. So, and obviously we say it at night, which is the one raya that's totally different. So that's a very good question. Is there an Indian here of Barov Ham? This is we have to a little bit hold this till next week, whether halal itself has the whole idea of Barov Ham, and what exactly constitutes Barov Ham, but it's a good question. So then I write in the underlying part, Kosov, Lechadish. So this is Lechadish, the notion be emes chayavim b'halav zechanaka. Ab kemoshe b'tfila. Ab agav, notion chayav asem yodis. So he quotes here an important source. He quotes a Shlomo Kohen Mivilna. Havio b'steichem. The Steichem writes in Ma'arechas Chanaka this following chiddush based on Shlomo Vilna. And he says as follows. The Chadish Noshim be emes chayavim b'halav zechanaka. The chayav. But it's the same chiyuv that we say by the famous idea by tefila, the Noshim chayav is hem yosef b'tefila achas. Right? It's a famous idea. That the Rambam says, the chayav is the right, the davin. So what's the chiyuv? Right? Bakosha is only a certain bakosha. So machloikis exactly what that means. Ken, gam demir is hala. Ain hen chayav is lomar as kol halal, abar hen chayav is mizmor achad lehodos ul halal. La'olam sarach ian b'chidusho sharei b'yamur shemidaglin vein omrim es ha'halel hu mishum shemitzaladim b'turus mi'ha'halel. Right, so he questions this with Shlomo Zalman, but the Steich Chemet, again, still another Sephardi, but says that this is what the halacha is. It's an interesting idea again, that by halel, somewhat hold, by the way, that women are mamash chayav to say halel all of Chanukah. Chiddush. Others would say that, according to this chiddush of the Steich Chemet, that they're only chayav to say some sort of mizmorim, right? So you have to tell them, normally this is an important halacha, right? What happens if the imamish have no time? So that's why, right, is it the Taz of the Magen Avraham who says that they could say Moda'ani? Magen Avraham? I think the Magen Avraham that says, right, they say Moda'ani, so it's some sort of bakash, it's okay. Others say, okay, how can it be? You have to have the three forms, is what Shimon Esrei is the best thing to say. And that's why really the halacha is, if the imamish have no time, they have 5 minutes, they're allowed to say just Shimon Esrei, just say quick Shimon Esrei. If they have more time, they say Shema, and so on and so forth. But what about over here? It's an interesting idea that here they're allowed to just say one Mizmor of Tehillim. They can even say Mizmor Soda, right? Recognizing an extra Mizmor. So this, when I read this, it reminds me of an argument. When I was when I was very immature, and I was in high school, so I had this, I was all gung-ho about this Hallel and Yom HaTzmut. This my father will remember. I almost got kicked out of school one year. So I got into a fight with the principal about saying Hallel the Bracha. Okay, no, whatever. So I then got into an argument of one of the shlichim of the Rebbe. And I said to him, what does the Rebbe hold? Lubavitcher Rebbe. What does Lubavitcher Rebbe hold? Hallel. So he says to me, of course, he doesn't say to say Hallel, but I'm telling you, he says extra Tehillim. So I should have been very happy with that. Wow, he says extra Tehillim. I said, extra Tehillim, who cares? What is that? Tehillim's nothing if you don't say it in the context of that. But now that I think about it, that means a lot. This is what we're saying over here, the Mincha Shlom over here. Shlomo Zalman saw this view of the Sechemet, which said, there's something to say extra Tehillim, to recognize. You don't want to say in a context, you know, there are those that hold that when it comes to Hallel and Yom HaTzmut, so it's a big Shiloh. We never had this discussion. Never. We were very careful never to have a discussion of Hallel and Yom HaTzmut, not to get into too much of a machlokes. But there are those who say you should say it, but you know, halachically it's not so pashut, Gemara and Pesachim, so they say it at the end of davening. Don't tell me that's nothing. To say extra mizmorim of Shevach Ba'odah is something. That's an interesting shita, just to take aside about what we hold when it comes to Hallel on Hanukkah. Finally, let's get to our machloikis tonight of Hallel on Pesach night. Zuck Rav Sturmbach. Rav Sturmbach holds in Moedim Azmanim. We last year quoted the other Moedim Azmanim. This was the Moedim Azmanim about how he's not so sure what the Gra said, whether you should say Hallel on Pesach night. Because he was a real stark Ashkenazan, and he didn't want to say it. He says, yeah, I said a different time about saying or not saying in the first paragraph, the nearest din Hallel B'lel Pesach who beged the Shira. We're going to expound upon this in 2 weeks, but what is the inyan? It's an inyan of getting the Shira. It's different. Sheikra ala kos, right? It's a whole different thing. It's different. Again, well, the number of tshuvas on this, that it's a whole different inyan of Hallel. It's dak has to be said sitting and not standing. Karmas Hallel B'es Knesses. Though Gam came to get the Shira, Lachain, right? Lo kasha the Hallel Zeb. You have to go and remember the Hallel, right? So he questions whether this is the idea. So he writes like this. Like this. He says, literally a died. Tom was Loma Hallel. Should we get the Shira on the first Besota? So he says that the Gemara tells us in Sota, Shagodal Mikra, right, the Oinim Achra Roshe Parakim. This is what's called Shira. It's a different type of Shira, where the Chazan would then say it and then you would follow the Chazan. Right, again, that I think of Malach HaYom, the way we say Malach HaYom. Then he says, get the Shira B'tzibra B'lel Pesach, Sarach Domer the Shira Davka Kegar Mitzvaso. It has to be look like Shira. That's not like Shira we do. Clearly, especially the way they do it in some shuls, they don't sing anything. No Gem HaYom Lo Mahalak is Shira, in Kain Ein Lavarach El Hala La Pesach Etzleinu. Because they don't do it like Shira anymore. And therefore, maybe there was a time where there was a Dakana to say it. Al Shira, but we don't do it Al Shira anymore. For sure, to say it Levad, there's no way you could do it Derech Shira. You would have to have a more than one person. Therefore, for sure you would. It seems that the Ramoitim Azmanim hears, or Sturmbach hears the possibility of being able to do it for Shira, and therefore maybe there's a one could say, and therefore, Nogin Levarech, Al-Hal Beis Knesset. Therefore, okay, so it's the Levecher Hal to Shira, so maybe you can. And therefore, he says, he was asked many times this through the Shiloh, the Shalt Yalzeh, Lemaisa, Belel HaSeder, Minashim Besulas, that don't go to shul, holchin lebeis kinesis, she'ein and holchin lebeis kinesis, uminuk, mishvacha lomar ala bebracha. Their minuk is to say with a bracha. What do they do? Should they say b'yichidus or not? So he goes on and he says, the gra that we quoted, shehal bracha bebeis kinesis b'lel pesach, who takana kamo kiddush bebeis kinesis. I'm not sure where it says this. I have not seen this in the Vira gra that he says these words. It's like, kiddush on the base kinesis lahotzi eno baki latamzeh me'achu shalom asino ketana bracha elo b'vesa kinesis b'tzibor heinon lahotzi v'chiyo v'yachis. Right? But obviously nobody says that if you're davening v'yachidos on Friday night, so you should make another kiddush zecher because they make kiddush in shul. Of course not. We don't do that. Therefore, over here too, right? The whole idea also. Even if you have a minion in your own house, if it's not a kavua minion, you're not allowed to say brochami and shava. Why? Because that's not what the takana was. So he thinks that that's what the Gra was talking about, and that was the takana. Very interesting. is in fact, I apologize, I just don't know where he gets the source from.
Would it be Bay Hallel without a bracha at home?
No. No, because there's a takana to say, just like we say Kiddush, lahotzi b'nei, those in the Beis Kanishna, those that aren't going to hear, and that's done on Day Bracha, that's done on Shul. You don't do anything. So he says...
What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong with it.
If you do it,
right.
Without a bracha, so what?
So nothing. So bones. However, I must tell you that the Mekubalim, the Hemitzis, the Arizal, writes...
He doesn't say that you should not say it home, just kach b'zeh in a yachol levarich.
Right, but I mean, even though I just quoted you the Seichemen, who says saying an extra kapitel of something, hallel without a bracha is what it is, hallel without a bracha. And I'll say this again, I said it before. Saying hallel after shul on Leil Pesach after Aleinu is not at all the same as saying hallel in its appropriate place before Kashrus Kabel. If I may, the Rav has the famous idea about this. The Rav writes that after Kashrus Kabel, there's no din in Tzibur. It's a very interesting halacha, because if you hold that this is an inyan of Barolam Hadras Melech, if this is an inyan of Pursuming Isa, it would be interesting to say whether or not you are Makai in Pursuming Nisa, and whether or not it's a bracha. If you hold that's the chief reason, it possibly could be a bracha levatola. Why? Just like we're so makbid in shul by when we light candles, right? What do we do on, this is very important, halacha too. When we light candles in shul, it's a bracha hadras melech. So what happens if between Mincha Maariv everybody walks out and you have three people? Are you allowed to light? No, it has to be 10 people. Therefore, the Friday Mincha, you can't light before Mincha unless you have 10 people, because it has to be the inyan, and therefore the Rav has this whole shtickle Torah, which is against many, but I think the Chos Yaakov writes this in his Lashon, and that is that when do you light the candles? When do you light the Chanukah in Shul on Moshe Shabbos? Nobody holds this way. The Rav held, based on the Bris Kashita, has to be before Kaddish Reskabla. You say by Yinoam, you say Yadzil Torah V'Yadir, and then you light. We're not knowing that way. We light after Kaddish Reskabla. Why? He says there's no halachic minyan after Kaddish Reskabla. Right? That doesn't mean you're allowed to go home for Vayitei Mecha. He doesn't go that far. But that would be the halacha. According to the Rav, so that's a very interesting sniff. I don't understand, you know, I hate to speak against anybody, but why do we... is it in fact a bracha levatola? It's an interesting idea that you would have your people who are fighting to say, they're fighting, no, say hallel, and now they say kashrus kabel, they go, oh, you missed it, and they're going to go home with everybody else. And they say, what do you mean? What are you going home for? They're saying hallel now after davening. That's not hallel. I can't say a bracha now. The tzibur left. There's no halacha tzibur. You're going to tell me it's a takkan? It's like, can you imagine if they do the same thing?
There's no halacha tzibur, then why would we say kaddish afterwards? You think I'll than
kaddish? It's not a din b'tzibur kaddish. It's not a din b'tzibur.
It's dominion.
Like you learn.
Right. Very interesting. Mamish. Okay. Right. Oh boy. So, No. Let's go. I see it later. Okay. So, I should have that piece of chicken. So he says that he understands that the Arizal brings you soydos of why this is, and why a person goes ahead and says it, and he knows the Rav Maripano, and then the Birkei Yosef says you say b'yechidot. Okay. But he calls Nizira Shimshon, the famous Mekubal, in the time of the Rizal, I think right afterwards, says here, the Akkadish Arizal Shesod Niflo Lo Mahalel of the Nesek Sharishon V'Achonim did hold this way, and therefore he says, I don't think a person should go ahead and say it, B'Yechidus, V'Adayayin Lomar. He's not even sure if the Tzibur should say it. Okay, so he finds one person who says that you shouldn't say it. I don't know if that's such a tremendous riot. And then he says, Leish Tama Dabra, what about saying it's a brach on a minute? I don't have a problem with that, because it's Halel on Rosh Chodesh, we allow it, and therefore I can't say that anything's wrong with it. Then the last thing he says the Toysos and Sukkah. She calls us the Isha Patura Mihalo Mishum de Mitzvah, right? I say she has Man Grama. So he says, what about that? About the Leil Pesach, the Alan Nespa. And then he quotes, he found in the Sefer called the Torah Rafael, Rafael Mivalajan, says as follows. He says, Rak Halo Velech Chayavim, Yechayav, why? Not just a Laila Chayav, but Yom, and therefore Yechidus Mdeshe Kosom Mukulam de Leil Kayom, and therefore it would be allowed. So, before you read the last paragraph, it seems that he says, oh, according to this Rav Mivalajan, a person should say it because of this special chiyuv of Halo Hanes, which is said not just by Yom, but also by Laila. But then he says, Yoser Halo, I like the Teirish of the Toysos, that's my favorite, the Toysos tells us, Asa Baruch Hashem Osricha, B'makom Nachas Ruach, so he says, the Nirish Ein Lano, you shouldn't make a bracha if you're alone. If you're a woman, you shouldn't make a bracha alone. Obviously, if she's in shul and they're saying it, they're allowed to say it, that's not a problem. However, turn the side. Zakdi Yechavadat, Rabbi Avadi Yosef, Hachacham, tells us as follows. This is how he knows the good tshuva. He starts off with the Ashkenazim. He quotes the Gra. The Gra says, what does it mean? How do we know you're allowed to light candles in shul, as I quoted before, on Hanukkah? Because Pishtumei Nisa, the Raya is Milel Pesach, that we not only do it by the Haggadah, we also do it when? In shul itself, because of Pishtumei Nisa. That is the ultimate form of Pishtumei Nisa. Kamosha Kasafi Yushalmi V'in Brocha Smukha L'Chaberta. But, and then he says, the Amira is Halo Milel Pesach, Hu Mishum HaNes. Shall you see us Mitzrayim? Lefize, Nirusha Gam Hanashim Chayelus Yamiras Halel Shalel Pesach Kedin Hanashim Rishon Afin Hayu Bosanet. He is talking about what? Aliba Lagra. The Gra says the reason is it's because of Alanes Afin Hayu Bosanet. They're home. They have to say Halel or home. No question about it. Shomer Vasach Hanashim Chayelus Barakosos Menesha Afin Hayu Bosanet. Umi Atam Kosva Toisus Atam Shanashim Paturus Marius Halel Bachag is different because here the Chayev. Even though it's Mrs. Ashesh Man Groma, they are chayv to do that. He continues, and he says, Miyata Yesh Lomar, Kishem Shanashim, Omrim Halal, Bebracha, Belal Pesach, Kodim HaSeder, Gam Hanashim, Chayavus Lomar, Kevan, Sha'al Hanes, Nisakin. Right? And this is sort of like an extra takana. They realized that you were going to say it, Al Hanes, in Magada, they wanted you to say it also in Shul, and therefore, it doesn't matter if it's in Shul or not Shul, you have to say Bebracha. What's the problem? There are some technical reasons why you can't say it. It happens to be that Nusach Svard, if I'm not mistaken, at least in my Haggadah, which is Nusach Svard, says the bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mulav Tishvachos. They don't say the first bracha. So, but for technical reasons we can't say it, and therefore we say, what's the nafkamina la'alocha? You're about to finally start the Seder, right? This year now for the rest of our, maybe, unless they change it again, but now there were a few years where you got lucky, when it was the end of March, where you had now, the anti-Semites really got us good, we're only going to do the second week of March, there's no way possible you're going to have it early. So now you're going to start the Seder at 8:30, finally everybody gets right, you go around, and if you're like me, you have to go to a hotel, for some reason they can't open the kitchen until 9 o'clock, so now I'm having just 9. Are you finally ready to say to her? You turn to your Sephardi wife and you say to her, did you make this rice? Yes. Oh, did you say Hallel? No. No, we have to wait another 10 minutes for her to say Hallel the Bracha. That's what the halal is going to be, according to the Sephardim. So the rice is good, but I don't know. V'im kein, gama nashim srichos loma b'bracha, koizim eskilat the Seder. Okay? Then he says, Mishum Mishum Nisa, Abal, Yachid, what about a Yachid? Amamro, Ze, Enu Sha'arei, Kotzav, Amanu Rechidav, Birkei Yosef, no. Those that say that they shouldn't because it's the Inyan of the Tzibur, I don't hold that way because the Birkei Yosef says no, that you're allowed in my Rami Pana, which we've been quoting all night. Quote some others, Chuvas Ma'ava says this, so we quoted this Chuvas Ma'ava actually last year, that the Noda Yehuda, Hayonog Lomar Hala, Belel Pesach, La'achar Tzvila, that he even said it. Some people say that that's not true. What? Because it's not halal alanes bibracha. Why can't you say a bracha? Look at the Gemara with the technical reasons why, because of the hefsek. Okay. Then he quotes the Sefer Ruach Chaim, who also gives a reason. Yigmur miyad They says, therefore, women are chayav, just like the chayav in all the mitzvahs of Yom, nobody would say they're not chayav in matzah, they are chayav, they have to say it. This is what the Zohar says, and this is the way we hold the last few lines. He says, L'chein, Gam anoshim yigmar zahala b'bracha kodem ha-kiddush. Why? Behein ato rai l'didi, he saw, this is actually in a footnote, at the bottom, Hagri Kolitz also says, Shez Minich HaSalyo, says the same thing, that a woman is chayav to say on Leil Pesach. I think this is also startling because of the general Svar Yishita when it comes to women. What's the general Svar Yishita when it comes to women? Is that when we say Mitzvah Saseh Shez Man Grama, means what? You want to do the Mitzvah? Hey, do the mitzvah, but don't you dare make a bracha. You can't make a bracha. Zot Shulchan Aruch. We've been asking us the Ramah, of B'nai Yisrael Yosim B'yad Ramah, when? Only when? They want to do it, go ahead. They want to shake lulav? You're allowed to shake lulav, right? Make a bracha. That's the way it should be done. The Svarim say, no, you're not allowed to. To the point, Svarim are women, they don't run to shul. They're not running to shul on to hear shofar. Why? Mitzvah Shulchan Grama, don't worry about it. Guess what? Parshas Zachor, Nebuch, Mitzareid Arabim, Ashkel, my God, what's going on in shul? Hundreds of thousands of women are running to go to shul to get on time to hear Parshas Zachor. I'll give a shiur on that one time too, whether that's even Bnei Ashkenaz, that should be so. But the Sfardim, they're not running to shul, no problem. You hear the Megillah, don't worry about it, right? There's a shtickle, often how you vote Sundays, they're not as makbid on that. So what we learned over here, I think, I hope, is a very interesting halacha. Halal on Pesach night is so special that the Sfardim are in an uproar that women have to say it, even if they should daven Ma'ariv that night. And they should say it the Seder with a bracha. Even though the Tosfos clearly says general halal day and not chayav to say mitzvah shei siman grama, according to the Sfardim, there is no other halal. Listen to this, Rabbi Isai. There is no other halal except maybe the halal on Chanukah that they would be chayav to say with a bracha. This one they were chayav to say. When I say the chayav to say, no other one are they allowed to say with a bracha, according to the Bnei Sfard. What? Right, on the day of Pesach, good question, what do they hold on the day of Pesach? Probably, yeah, too, right, because of, right, presuming Nisa. We generally hold the Machloikas whether we say Halal on Pesach night itself. However, if we are of those, of the Hasidim, the Bnei Gra, that do say it, it seems to be that we would not, the Yechidus, we would not say Halal with a Bracha, because it's done Al Derech Tzibor. That appears to be the way that we would hold, if in fact you say Halal on Pesach night. What we have pointed out, at least, is that this is a very interesting idea that doesn't just apply to halal, but applies to, we saw about Hanukkah as well, and doesn't just apply to women, applies to men, b'yechidus. How far are we going to go when it comes to halal? And Mirz Hashem, next week, we'll see an idea, I believe, very much related to this. What is exactly the concept of Berovam Hadis Melech, where it applies, when it applies, and then the following week, we'll continue and discuss the drush of the unique aspect of what is this halal on Pesach night, and why, in fact, is it so special.
Right.